Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Chell.
Hi.
Well, that high, steely sound we hear in late summer, those are cicadas. Now, how and why do they make so much noise?
So just as things are quieting down in the woods, because the birds don't need to be broadcasting so much these days, we have insects that are taking over that role, and among them are the cicadas. And probably the most well-known of this vast group, worldwide group of insects that go by that name, are the 17-year and the 13-year. Well, and that just means that they only appear at that interval. But we don't have those in Minnesota, so we get to hear this more often. And our species that are here are part of a group generally known as the dog days cicadas.
Because of the time of the year?
Yeah, that's right.
August dog days?
Yeah.
Now, these guys are typically green, and they've got kind of a wedge-shaped head. Are these the ones?
Yes, yeah. Right. They are a stout, very stout insect, 1 to even 2 inches long, depending upon the species, wide-set, big eyes, tented, long wings that they hold in a tent over their bodies, and are membranous and transparent. So I think they're very cool looking insects.
Oh yeah, I just recommend listeners to go to the internet and Google them, because there's just all kinds of them. But look for the ones that have that green wedge-shaped head with the wide set eyes, and they kind of sit there with really spread out, and they look really cool.
Yeah, and the front legs are quite a bit longer than the hind legs. So there are a lot of very distinctive things about them. You won't mistake them for anything else. And they are not like grass. They're not related to grasshoppers. They're not locusts. They're actually related to leafhoppers and spittlebugs, which around here are pretty tiny overall. So these are kind of at the upper end of that group of insects.
Yeah, but how do they make that incredible sound?
Well, they make that with something called the tympanus. And these are rib-like membranous structures that are right under their wings. So this is not like a cricket, even though their name comes from the Latin and means directly from the Latin and means tree cricket. These are not, they don't make a sound like a tree cricket.
Well, they are not rubbing their legs together.
They're not stridulating, or like a grasshopper. They're not stridulating, rubbing their legs together. They're popping these tympanus. Yeah. And so it's quite amazing that, you know, this can happen at such a high speed. And the tympanus not only are the noise making or the song making apparatus or organ for the males, but for both species, they are their sound hearing. So they're like the ears as well. And apparently the males can actually disable the hearing sound sensitive part or aspect of their tympanus while they're making their song.
Yeah, otherwise they'd go deaf.
Right. Speaking of which, if one were to sing right next to your ear, you would be in danger of some hearing damage, because they can make their sound can be up to 120 decibels. So if it was right next to your ear, you could be in trouble. Fortunately, that's not very likely to happen. And some of the cicadas in this huge group, worldwide group, are very tiny, even tinier than smaller than the ones we have here. And they make a sound that's so high pitched that we can't hear it. It's out of our range of hearing. Each species has its own song, so they don't get confused about who they're trying to mate with. And it's the males that do the singing, even though both are equipped with the same tympanus organ. They have a very interesting life cycle. So the mating is going on now when the singing is happening. The adults are mating, and those adults just emerged this summer. They're mating. Then the females will lay their eggs in little slits that they'll make in the bark. They have a proboscis, a beak, which is what they use for feeding on plant sap. And they make a little slit, and then they lay their eggs in the slit, and they'll lay hundreds of these. Later on this year, or, you know, summer, fall, those eggs will hatch, and the larval nymphs will fall to the ground and burrow into the soil. And they will associate themselves with tree roots, plant or shrub roots, and they feed with that proboscis I talked about on the sap in the roots. And they'll be living underground for 2 to 3 years, in the case of our cicadas up here. And they'll be molting during that time, over the next 2 to 3 years. And then when they're mature, they will dig their way out, because they have good digging legs on the front. They'll dig their way up to the surface and crawl up on a tree, usually, or a shrub or something. And then they'll break out of that nymphal skin, just like we've talked about other insects doing, and leave that shed skin behind, so you can find these shed exuvia skins of cicadas too. So they break out and fly away and start buzzing or listening for the appropriate buzz. So they have a very interesting life cycle, and we see them or hear them annually here because the generations overlap. So there hopefully isn't a year where there aren't any. In the case of these species that have these very long cycles, they all emerge at once. So those species are not heard at all or seen until that 13-year or 17-year point in time at which they all emerge. But here we get to be treated to that amazing sound every year in the dog days of summer.
Jill Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist. Thanks again, this time for helping us understand cicadas.
Very welcome.